Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on May 9th, 2017. Our guest today is Jeffrey Jennison, the newly appointed CEO of Watson Land Company. Bruce Choate served as Watson's CEO from 2003 until his retirement in March, and Watson announced this week that Jennison, who has been the company's president since 2014, would officially add CEO to his title. We're going to talk to him about his plans for the private industrial REIT. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Glad to be with you.
So the last 3 years have been something of a transition process for the leadership at Watson. I mean, can you tell us what that's been like for you?
It's actually been a pretty smooth process for us. Bruce has really been a student of succession over his career and with all of his public board experience, really wanted to see that succession at Watson was done correctly. So we've spent a lot of time over the last 3 years working closely together on business initiatives, just the operational transition, and also just the transition at our board level too. So it's been a seamless process. We've got a real experienced management team. We've all been together for a lot of years, so we didn't have really, you know, any of the hiccups that a more tenuous process at another company might entail.
But, you know, so what did that look like then in practice for you? I mean, day to day, you know, what were you primarily doing?
Well, day to day, I would say about July of last year, Bruce really kind of stepped away from a lot of the decision making stuff. He was still available to all of us and to me specifically. But we really kind of put in practice sort of a loose transition then, and then the formal transition took place at the beginning of March of 2017. So I really had like a 7-8 month process where we strategically kind of put together a plan where my colleagues and also many of the outside folks that we're dealing with were really looking to me for kind of the primary point of contact on all of our issues that Bruce would have historically handled.
And Jeff, you've said your goal is to lead Watson into an era of growth and expansion. And you know, you hear those kinds of sentiments often from newly appointed CEOs, but Watson's history of operating almost exclusively in Southern California makes me, I mean, it feels like that might mean something a little different for this company. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for us, we'll always be primarily focused in Southern California. Our roots are here, and they're not just roots. They're real, you know, it's a deep history, and there's a true commitment and tie to the land that was, you know, given to the Dominguez family that was the genesis of our company. So while we are, you know, looking to expand and diversify into other markets over time, you know, that's a strategic endeavor, but at the same time, it's not at the expense of our long history in Southern California. So we're looking to complement what we have. We're not looking to in any way abandon or refocus away from Southern California. It's just in combination to what we've been very blessed to achieve here for, you know, 100 years. So it's really a remarkable history, and we just want to build on that. We don't want to, like I said, we don't want to abandon it or give anybody the impression that we're, you know, closing up shop. It's everything but that.
And so Watson's operating now in Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley. I mean, should we expect the company to continue to look outside the California footprint for new opportunities?
Yeah, we feel that it's good business practice to not have all of your eggs in one basket. We have just a remarkable portfolio here in Southern California. You know, starting with what we have in the South Bay of LA. You know, 12 million square feet and about 7 million square feet in the Inland Empire, and that number's growing and will continue to grow over the next several years. We've got a just phenomenal development in Chino that we're really enthusiastic about. And then our move to the Lehigh Valley, we own two assets there presently. And we look to, you know, ultimately develop in the Lehigh Valley. So we're working on that now. We'd like to acquire some land and strategically bring the Watson product that's been so well received in Southern California to a new market. We think there'll be appetite for the buildings that we build here in Southern California in other markets, particularly in the Lehigh Valley. And then, we sort of look at our history and our trajectory in sort of 10,000 or 10 million square foot increments. And so, you know, we've got more than that in the South Bay. We'll soon have that in the Inland Empire, and our goal is to ultimately have that on the East Coast and be a real balanced company with a diverse portfolio.
And lastly, you know, you've mentioned history. I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about that with a company like Watson. This was, you know, a company that was founded based on a land grant deal some 200 years ago. So how do you think that the company's history and roots play out in its identity today?
Oh, they're a huge part of what we do, how we carry ourselves, our culture. You know, we feel just a tremendous amount of responsibility to our communities. We're entrenched in the South Bay, in Carson in particular. We're the same way in Chino and the Inland Empire, where we have a substantial amount of holdings, and we intend to be that same kind of company in the Northeast as we grow there. So our history guides us each and every day. It defines who we are, how we carry ourselves, and that long-term perspective, where we very rarely sell anything. We try to build and hold everything that we develop, and it guides us. We feel like we're able to make long-term decisions, try to make the right decision each and every day, and it all kind of comes back to our history, and that's where it began, and will take us down the road.
Well, it's certainly an interesting story, so really appreciate your time, Jeff, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenney.